I put you under pressure, and why have to be like a fucking boy at this house has been born and chained around your ankle? Like, how long? Like, my thing is chasing that point where that's what it is. You got your own shit, just like I have my own shit that's just me, and I think about you have your own shit that you're entitled, but expressively those are that are yours to stress about. So it's not like you don't have more than enough on your plate. It's my thing that pisses me off than the situation. And it's like, what, month 8 now? And it's moving, but at a fucking snail pace because of reasons that come on the side. That I always say, does it care that when you think of doing something, someone comes on? Try you. The littlest amount of money as you possibly can, because you don't know what's going to come up in the middle of nowhere. Or even those that are back through. You are obligated. You don't know. And then meanwhile, you're out here fucking forking money out. Okay, well, which is, okay, fine. That was the thing that was supposed to help me out with. What's that? Now all of a sudden you have to fork out money for mud every now and again, mud every now and again, transport every now and again. That's garbage, man. That's bullshit. That's bullshit, man. Like, you can only do so much, and I can only ask so much of you. And so it's too much. It is too much. So that's why, like, you ask if you know your expense is rent, fuck everything. Like, that is just awful, and you shouldn't be put under anything else. Nothing else should stress you. If Okanya goes to school or not, or what, that should not stress you. That should not weigh on your mind. There you mean. Something that I learned now, like slowly but surely, I learned, okay, fine. I just want to detach you from all of that. So strong. June is coming up, you were supposed to stop saying for next year, I forgot my name, my little one. You need to know the other one time too. Time I wanted to ask you, not even have I made it in case we're not trying to go do that. Who is this kid that knows about that? Dog, you have shit. You have shit that you need to take care of it from your way. You don't need extra shit. And it pisses me off that you then have to go join your Israeli way. Meanwhile, you have your own shit. So now you have to stress about Israeli that shouldn't be your stress in the first place. And I'm not cool with that anymore. Like, I'm really not cool with that. I know, like, in case you are, like, when you're able, you do shit. You shouldn't have to, is my point. You shouldn't have to do that shit. Like, that's not your responsibility. You've got things you need to build. You need to start saving up for. You literally are wanting a car. But also, see, you and the fucking little shit etiquette in the middle of nowhere, that is not even your responsibility. And you're out here having to want to fork it out your mind. That's not cool. Well, it doesn't sit right with me. It didn't sit right with me, but I thought our man would. But that's not the vibe, and it's not going to happen. So I'm like, you know what? Help so long. You just put, make things right by you, and then you're done. Like, you, like, because it's been what? Almost 8 months. Push, a lot of work has been done. But still, you're struggling now on your side. Because you have all your shit. Well, my thing is, I just need to do right by you. And finish wrong in the car. And then deal Nalei shit with the money and the income that's going to come from you through you. That's just that from now. And then you know your own shit is your own shit to stress about. And then at least maybe you can. Oh, minus one problem, then onto the next problem, and onto that. Because doing a multiple thing at the same time, that's when shit gets muddied up. Because how many times have you had to pull out of the music? Because you
you have to take that money and put it somewhere else? How many times have you had to blow your budget? How many times have you had to go borrow from your savings? That's not cool. That's not okay. You should not have to do that shit. That's where I'm coming from. It's just your viewpoint that I'm coming from. Enough is enough. Like, fuck it. You came here not to have to deal with burden. You coming here shouldn't be a burden. Like, you came here to run away from shit. This should be your space where you can have time to yourself and do your own shit and plan your own shit and move your own shit forward. That should be the space that you're in. Not in the space where you're like, you know what, I need a break. I can't go there because I'm new. So I'm and this and that and this. And meanwhile, they have money call from whoever or something like this and that and the other. That shouldn't be how it is.
The door, last time it was a mid-drill, drill out the holes for your knee, get the guy to come in on Sunday, after Umban is put in on the Saturday, guy comes in on Sunday, give me the roof, fuck it, you eat, and then whenever he comes again, that's a pain, that's that. I'm not sure if you're going to give me the way you own it now, but whatever he's doing, at least. But like, in terms of pay the nigga off for labor, get all the equipment here, get all of that shit. Time I come doing the thing, however. So by the time shit that comes in with the crystal and all of that shit, one get like about one is here, then literally just to paint. Then when the paint gets done, when it's done, the bottom is closed off.
As I was saying, man, when all is said and done, when all is said and done,
it's not so much being tired, but it's taking the time to go for sure. And you're gonna get to know the story at some point. That wasn't entirely within our control. But for some of the things that are entirely within our control. Like, as you put it, I'm not like saying like it's easy to just pop up like one part of the moment and like take care of them. Whatever. Or you need my own. I had to take out money from my savings so that the movies were like a deep hurt anytime. I don't have shit, none of them have shit. So that became my responsibility. And as a result of the thing, I had to hold back because of that. And I think planned to do it. So yeah, I felt like that's the reality. As you said, well, it's pretty
good. Idealistically, yes, but realistically, not so much. Like, yeah, he's on some, yeah, I know. So hence, like, certain decisions have to be made. Like, okay, you know what? Because literally, she could pop any day. She could pop any fucking day, and as soon as that baby comes out, a stream of expenses immediately, with even the stuff that, goodbye, baby this, baby that, baby this, baby that. What about the baby's too small? Or is about the thing that are too big? Or finger chain and then the season 10. Or babies are an expense. bins and a half. Yeah, and it's bins and a fucking half. So if you're gonna have to be dealing with it, you know, you need to deal with your shit without having to stress that and then you have to pull here and push here and have to sacrifice this and do that. Or here on side. So yeah, but like you've done more than enough, like you one can fault you. I'm anything is what I'm saying. And at that point where like sure it's on like be cool now and then know what you, this is your turn. Like you know this is this. Not this is what you can do. After learning what to claim, no. Just this and that's that. To be honest, this shouldn't be my responsibility either. This is not my fucking responsibility either. So like, oh, like, nothing would be stopping me in any way income from most these places for me from fucking off and just take the money that comes in every single month. Nothing. I built this fucking thing with my money. Can't let these. So they didn't fucking help me. Like, Van Chong, and all they did after the job, they were like, this. So no one could fucking fault me if I'm not, like as soon as the thing is done, I would fuck off and go wherever. Like no one could fault me. Because this is not my fucking responsibility. But it is my responsibility. So, like my reasoning and my thought process has said, Mela, this is what needs to happen here. Because, like we've been trying, and it's not necessarily slow going, extremely slow going. Progress, but at a snail's pace. But it's almost fucking there. And what's sucky is, as it's almost there, there's almost things that are gonna come that are gonna be expensive as well, that are just gonna pop up. Well, because when this kid pops out as well, Yenagala is gonna start moving shit. And then the only source of income in the house is gonna be this one thing. There's not going to be any other alternative source of income. So, if you won't get on, and especially if, for example, the Kakalina manages to hook up all the money by the end of this month, and hopefully, like by the first week or second week, they want to move in. Let that shit be done with shit in place, Alpha. So, in my head, I can have a budget to work with. Okay, this is this. Money away to use, money away. 800 Nyan, so most likely that's about the money that we use in Nyan. If we hire my karma this month, my karma will last us 2 months, so we'll pay Nyan the following month, but have a set budget and a set thing that, because Nyan man literally, we need to know the leader, the battalion will not be that, we talk from the MOS, you don't get me, because you can't get me, like, I literally never use, like, none of the money. Like, no, I go on and like, when the people give it to me, nothing, because there's nothing I do. The Chinese army and cigarettes, that's all. There's nothing I do, absolutely nothing else. So I can't necessarily be spending 1,000 rand on the army and cigarettes for a week. Nah. What happens is, 32 years, 36, 32 feet, 30 rice, penny yam, penny this, penny that. Within 3 days, that all that fucking money is gone. And you like, and then you throw my room, be like, easy money. Be like, where the fuck do you people think that Lumbani and the small shit that was happening? And that's when it came, like, the realization was like, dude, this nip is not working. It's just not doing the things that it's supposed to do. Because I can't necessarily say 30,000 or 2 weeks or so. 10,000 is a gross, I'm not so cheap. 10,000 is a gross, I'm crying out for the 3 weeks that you only see. Except for nothing, I'm paying a look around. Tata, Lamali, that 1,000 rand, go do anyway, everything else up. So a person has to end up having a kaka in Mali, and then he pays it to me, and it's like fucking trying to catch smoke. Like he pays it to me, literally. So now in my head, if I can be on some, this how much I work with. I work with 6k. So Puma, Mali is 800 rand. This thing you're not going to tear. So, let's say, 1,000 rand from Telkom every month. That's 4k there. 2k on
glossary and whatever, okay, on my daughter. You know, I can have like 500, 200 grand, because I literally don't even fucking get my own money, but that's okay.
That's what it's been.
All the shit that you probably want to do and you wish and if you had a mind you do, but you can't. Like, I would rather contribute to Ecosiaco and be like a factor that's dragging you behind. Like, I don't like that. I really don't. Like, not saying that if you decide, I want to. I wanna fucking go to wherever you wanna go. You should be able to do that shit without having to consider what. That to me was, cause I mean, like, sometimes before, like, I'm trying to take care of you. Like, you have your own shit, you have your own thing. Like, of Landrian, like, what of yours is suffering because of this? One of your plans is suffering, one of your stuff has to be put on the back burner because you have this obligation now that is extra, that is not your fucking problem to have to deal with in the first place. Don't like that. You should be open and free to do what you need to do to get yourself further in life. Not have to stunt your growth. Because almost a year ago, I'm actually thinking, because find the progress is slow and like, what of your things are suffering because you are having to bully me? Like, what goes up on your shit that has to suffer because you've got this thing that you committed to? So I'm also, I need to free, because
I was thinking about it for a minute, but like,
You need to be free of that shit at least. That is the least I can fucking do after all the shit that you've like. You need to be free of that shit. Of unnecessary things coming in the middle of nowhere. Because you shouldn't have to suffer. Because I suffer. That shouldn't be the thing. Like, you've done, you've played your part, you've done all you can do. So you shouldn't have to anymore. Like, that burden shouldn't be yours anymore. Like, now, like, I know it from feeling it myself, but this is unfair. I shouldn't have to deal with that. But to me, it's like an obligation that is one of my life obligations, which is you have life obligations as well, that you need to take care of. Let them not, they've suffered enough already. Like, in my viewpoint, they've suffered and been put on the back burner long enough already. But you're still having to have to think about that. Yeah, but nah. It's like, you know what? Lit. You need to. We both know what kind of fucking setbacks we have in our lead. And, like, it's been long enough, and I don't feel like I want to be that type of fixture in life in Yako, where it's an expense and you're having to do this, you're having to do that. Like, yeah, fam, like, it's gone on the fuck long enough, and you deserve a fucking break, and you deserve to do whatever the fuck you're supposed to be doing or you want to be doing. It's not your shit to deal with. It's not my shit to deal with either, but I'll deal with it. But yeah, it's not your burden. It shouldn't be. Well, yeah, it's like, yeah. If this was the only thing, if literally this was the only thing, like, that thousand rand you come up by and like, put that out there from put up a new piece in my world. But at the same time, we feel it. Pile the money in the car, because come on. Oh, but you don't want to see the
well, yeah, but I want to call him because I'm working on it. So, I'm only going to be able to know for sure how much of a kid that was hard to put in our county to anyone without, like, even able to do what needs to be done.
Now that on the premise.
Like, for me, it's just the only thing to think about, like, times where I felt like dropping the ball, but I was like, nah, I can't do that.
It was.
I tried to stick to my principles, but and my principles. We should be stepping up to the fore and then handing them responsibilities, but they're not doing this well. So, but yeah, later you refer to that. It's not the same career that much because
I like it, bro. Things like
that. So, be as it may, but like, no. At least, like, if Mabuklan is having me, I decide to do whatever I want to do. At least, they're not even able to plan, okay, like we're going to do, it's done. You know, it's done. So, if you're 100% sure, okay, then yeah, it's fine. Because I'm like, yeah, it's a long time in the chief, like, okay. Yeah, and sometimes I find myself looking for window.
Because I'm thinking the window is too small for.
But anyway, dog, like, for me, it feels like the principle of family is something that's very important. And it need not be biological people that I was a woman by and who are still alive. For me to be like, okay, that's the only family I have. So everything that's DNA there, everything that ends up like, even now, it's on the basis of, okay, look, we are family. I'm a family, 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 I'm a family. For you and for your sister. Now I'm gonna play my part as your friend. You don't owe me anything, I don't owe you anything. But it's just the principle of family and friendship.
That's where it comes from.
Keeps it going.
That's where the whole thing comes from.
So I'll see to feel like when like before like okay, it's not a problem. Fighting a bad after him, and I have to go and visit Dragon Day by 9. If I can look for the stadium and look like, But, and then after my exam, I'm going to come back, and then Friday, Friday, because it's bad in one case. Since I'm not going to work, I'm going to be around. So, calling you that we are going to survive for upper season, and we're going to. Because in your bus, we're going to be before the ball came, like so and so. Any evening, that is just also being frustrating. So sometimes, Monday by evening, it's gone for people to work, but the people that are supposed to be doing these things in terms of labor, they are fucking taking forever. So, at some point, you know, I had to make peace with that. But okay, look, sure, like, But, I'm here to, like,
because it's either or, dog, because Wednesday, because all that's needed now. It's probably, in my mind, what I'm thinking is you're probably going to need about a month or two. Because, only for many, that's something that actually flashed into my mind. But for me, since Alona says you can find a place and that was cheap and whatnot. Like, it could come to even the point where if when an OP wants a place, you'll probably look for a place you can probably afford, like a decently priced place. That's like a big one-bedroom place. And then, like, be up and then you guys, maybe writing. Because you're, right now, your shit, if you would take it there more, like, it would just, you wouldn't even need, but, pardon, go pick with books or anything. Like, it'd probably just go through and get approved, like, immediately. So, like, that's not even a thing. So, if Elas there is a couple, I was like, okay. Yeah, it's a Wednesday. By the time we move out, most likely I can speak to my sister and look for another place as well. Because probably like what? He rented like six and a half K. Because that's like, most of that shit has like 5, 8, 6.5K. Now I'm sure you and P could be able to scrounge that together. Like, even if it's valuable, okay, this is budget wise. in your way, and it's going to be that. Because after a while, I was like, no. You need a proper state. You need A, B, C. Because this is basically what Nina Hushana it is more or less the same thing. So if you can, and you come to the point where you can actually afford something better, like, why would you be obligated to stay here just because you're not to be? So now my thing was, okay, fine. If you, in a way, that month, or that month or two, can help out by paying rent while you look for your own place, be like, yeah, that just makes about sense. Because A, you can deal with the thing that we've been working on. B, you're actually going to get a place that you actually should be living in, because you shouldn't be living in the way too small. But like, yes, if you, like, when I went and the way you were about to come from this far, like, late as far, come in, span, and fall asleep, and do whatnot. Like, yeah, now. But like, what if P wants to come out, come and hang for like a week or two, and this place is going to be fucking cramped. And you have to buy this, you have to get that, you have to get this, that, and the other. So I mean, I was like, that's literally what I'm saying, but I know what Abela Iweza. You have your own shit that you're thinking about, you have your own shit that you're planning, you have your own shit to look forward to, you have your own shit that you want to achieve. Which is, you shouldn't have to now compromise or have to cut back on this music and this hardcore because is, you know? So if you now just have land and then you've got the space and you don't have to stress about, okay, so it's land or buy. Make it strong your body. Make it strong your way and whatnot and whatnot. Instead of just giving cash and then living that way out, like it's done and dusted and fuck it. And all you have to think about now is just basically is God. Because that's probably the most prudent thing right now I can think of, or visiting or because it's God, and like it's just try and catch up his God and then have that peace of mind about. Because the way was a catalyst, the way, but then it's his own, you need your own place. Even Alamin was your kid up at bed. Like, this nigga needs his own space. Nigga needs his own space. A man needs to be able to breathe and dream. You know, like, he's gonna sit there and fucking play music and hear, not a fucking peep. You should be able to do that. And the fact that you keep forking up money here and there, which would more or less equate to you paying rent, but at the same time you end up paying more, when you end up having to fork out imali at weird times of the month when you kind of like, okay, budget jam says if niyakhwela zokhwela for the next 2 weeks on zokhwela for ipresentile, so okay, my budget works out. Now this son putting the limit into imali yokhwela, now that fucks with your budget, now that does this, now that does that, because now you're out of whack. Because of, you know, things that you couldn't have planned for and things that you shouldn't have to plan for. Your budget should be your budget and your thing should be your thing. Because you, my thing is, dog, like, I've experienced Lando and family just to the point where they get so comfortable that they start being a noose around your neck that keeps tightening. You're like, you know what? I would love to. And by all means, if I could, give me hands up, but I've got all of this shit to take care of. See ya, you should be able to say, Dinapi, this pan, I'm taking 4 days off, get on a fucking flight, oh, I'm here, but you're shalom Finland for like 3-4 days. Just get away from everything. Without having to think, but ah, fuck, from England, it's like you're going to go. Oh shit, and family. But no, was a fool anyway. No, bruh. No. Like, you've done it. Like, to me, if I were in him, I would have hoped someone would have done that for me, where they're like, my man, you've worked your ass off. You've done more than enough. It's okay now. It's okay. Because one thing, dog, and, like, it would make me feel shit to my core, is fucking with the progress, yeah, my man. Like, that, to me, would... Sure, I'm talking like, and whatnot, but
Unetakwako should not become a burden, but like now you've been strangled or you're suffocating because you're helping out. I don't like that. I don't want to stunt growth, yakota. Like I hate that. Where you got that from your family enough. You don't need more of that shit. You don't need more of the obligations that you don't need to deal with. Like you guys now, like I would have expected like now. Think pushing fucking hard. The scale of this one is a steady job, a previous school and a steady fucking job that is proper. Like worked out the expenses out here, the team is just so. Like now the only other step would be for you guys to actually get a place. But you can't. Why? Because you committed in that you're gonna help them out, and then watching. You're stunting your growth at the same time. Now I can't be like, as a friend of yours and a person that loves you, I can't be okay with knowing that I'm stunting your growth, yeah. And because, like, wishful thinking. This weekend, this shit that is so short again. And then the following month, you're going to have to fork out shit again. Which, I don't like that. I would like you to have, like, you know what? Done. Okay. This is the next goal. The next milestone. Okay, I'm running towards that milestone. Not in those of Chichimese, because I get where it comes from because it's been done to me as well. There's no way. Whenever I would try and do things, look, Chichimese is because people fucking rest on their laurels because ukona umdu that's gonna help out, ukona umdu that's gonna patch here, ukona umdu's team. And then you end up, that long low, you end up fucking black taxing the fuck out of them, and then you stand taking those out, and then they end up a year. Because you're a pale unyaga, dog. You're a pale unyaga. Now I'm thinking about all the shit that you wanted to do. Like, I could think off the top of my head, more like this thing that you were planning, and then you would have to do. And then now you have to split in Nanziki finances because you don't know. But, okay, I don't know how much I'm playing in these bunnies because there's random shit that's gonna pop up. I don't want that for you, dog. I don't, like, you've done it enough, and it's enough, but you need to grow, dog. Like, you need to be able to do your shit. And with a mind that, Amela, I have no guilt, and I did all I could, and, like, because you've done, bruh, like, you've done. Like, no one, I don't think anyone will understand what you've done, or anyone will ever appreciate as much as I appreciate what you've done. But to a certain point, I need to love you enough to say no, fam. Like, Mela, you're starting to harm yourself. Well, by Nadana, you're harming yourself. And then you're, nah, fam. Like, I'm not comfortable with doing that anymore. Because this shit, bruh. Like, I'm being it when I'm just fucking talking about getting a car. Like, you see, I could literally save money more if you wasn't like, having to deal. Yes, Kakabas, you know, that I come up and, like, I like them before to one. Fuck. I probably would be able to save up in my life in his way if I didn't have to deal no A, B, and C. And fuck, like, dog, that shit that just runs through my mind. Well, Umanam is out here trying to do things and do all of this fucking situation that's a burden on his life, that's fucking choking his life, that shouldn't be like that. Because it is what I got, like, 3-4 months, Yenze. According to our original plan, the end was 3-4 months. Yeah. Original plan yet.
Even less than that.
Fucking, we agree then, according to the original plan. But because it wasn't exactly what we thought it would be, because to be honest, me too, I thought, well, okay, he's going to step up, but at least only I was a fork out in my chile for, let's say, groceries and transport and whatnot. So like Indra would literally not be an expense at all. Like the house would be nothing. And then all and every money that comes would have been poured. Literally 3 months later would have been done. 2-3 months done. No fucking question. But it's taken so long because you now have to stretch yourself. You now have to, because this thing doesn't even fucking cover the expenses. You are having to plug holes. But at the same time, you are having to help out with Kiwa, who you out. How long am I going to take advantage of? Because I feel, to me, Dog, this feels like taking advantage of to me. I don't like that. I really don't like that. Because I don't want, I would never want to be a burden ever. I never want to drag you down ever, bro. Like in any sort of way. Even if I know, like in the interim, I'm going to suffer, but fuck it, that shouldn't. I'm going to be happy regardless if I see you growing. Regardless, I'm going to be happy. Because at the end of the day, my boy, and you've done shit for me, and you're growing, and you're getting bigger, and you're pushing, and whatever. Like, that to me is enough. Not for a band, you expect a way, but also about obligated. No. Fuck it, let us suffer. Fuck it. Let us suffer. Yeah, I won. And then let it be that. Now, man, let them put pressure on their parents a bit more. Whatever, fam. But you shouldn't fucking have to suffer now. After, like, nah, dog. Like, literally, you wanna go and do shit for ukokwako. The money you spent, since this week, you're gonna spend literally no ukokwako making inundun, no ukokwako better. That's all God, dog. That's all crap, bruh. But it's we are going, instead of concentrating those of going and having fun and those of because we're going and span no kokoako and do shit and have life experience, instead you're having to think about the kaka yen and the shit that's going on in this house. That was not cool, bro. Like that, like it sat so wrong with me in my head and it ate at me for a while, like it's been eating at me. And I was like, you know what? Man, it's all gonna work out, But, yeah, fam. Because it's more or less the same thing. Without you building, it's just you paying rent. You're still helping. That's you helping. But it's you helping in a way, that's set. But Auzuya outside of his way, so you can work your budget around that way. And then you're not gonna have to stretch yourself. You're not gonna have to stress, because I know, and then Ukanyo Azola asking for your money. I know I shall come la way go on a man and you don't have money to give them. I know for a fact that I come nani we're not being able to do land or not being able to give them the money. I know it doesn't sit right with you. And yeah, and I don't want that for you. You shouldn't be Uchiwa alone. You should be just okay, like you should know about okay, my man. That's why I thought like the consensus is a boom in that way, but if you're paying rent, you are contributing without the guilt. Like there's literally no guilt, because now you know, man, I contributed this much, and then that's that. Anything else is not, it should not be yours. That's where I'm going, man. Like, that should be that for you. That should be that, because I felt like because I swear this is it, bro. Like, Lando is toxic, the way in the guy. And I don't want you to be pulled into Lando. Like, I don't want you to be there, bro. Like, I chose a path. And I'm walking this path, and I'm okay with it. I'm doing and whatever, and it's rocky, and it's hard, and the fuck ever. I shouldn't be dragging you into this path. You shouldn't be having to suffer as a Zini. You shouldn't. You shouldn't have to be stressing about are they gonna go to school, about Bazaar and Nancy. Like, you're sitting there at work, stressing out, thinking my economy is up in no. You shouldn't, bruh. That shouldn't be you. Life of course should literally just be school, taking care of that shit, where's Balik Lay, and your budget should be your budget. Cause it irks me, bruh, every time you say fuck, I'm gonna have to borrow money for my savings. No. Because at the beginning when you did as a savings, you knew why you were doing savings. You shouldn't be having to do that shit. Like, if I could, a lot of time, I'd fucking snatch you open and see you cut luck and you would not be able to do that. Fucking let's just suffer through it. You shouldn't have to compromise yourself and compromise your obligations out because of things that are not yours to deal with. Like, yeah, like, I know how that feels. Like, that's why in Ijananga, because I know how it feels, where you have to compromise for the greater good, quote unquote, for the greater good, you have to compromise and you have to sacrifice. I don't want that. You've done. It's not, I don't want that thing at you. You've been doing that thing for like 7-8 months. You've been doing that shit. I'm like, you know what? Onega, you've done more than enough. You've helped me more than like, I mean, yeah, you know, if I would say anything else, like, you've done more than enough. You've done wonders, bro. And you've been there on countless occasions. You've been there. And I appreciate that shit. Now, I just want to cut you loose now. When my nigga fucked, I was like, half your ears gone, bro. Oh, I say, a few months ago, you better like what they say, that I'm thinking, fuck, which one is next month. You see, I'm still having to waste money, but I'm going to out. Meanwhile, I'm like, I can sit with my father. Like, it sits crappy inside me. It sits very ugly inside me. But, it's your boy, dog. Like, I feel like we're dragging you down. Literally down, we're dragging you down. Literally. With baggage. And I don't want that anymore. Like, I want you to be okay, bro. I want you to be living your life. Like, you've done more than enough, dude.
Good, with all the bad that it came with, but at the end of the day,
a lot of good has been done.
A lot of good has been done.
Fucking true.
So that's why if shit upgrade, if the good upgrade the bad, man, like, then, like, it, for me, that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
It's more selfless, man. That's why. You're selfless, man. It was maybe a delay, which is, it's a good trait. But me, I would be a shitty friend if I didn't look out for you as well.
Yeah, man, but you know, at the end of the day, like, out of all of that, but, like, sometimes somebody has to fight for that, you know, and if we're in a position, like, once again, I don't know, you're having to live in this house and having to fight for it every single fucking time, you know? And like you said, with your hand in all these tools, you could fuck out, bro, like, you could just, oh, I'm looking at one by appears, but the only responsibility you have to worry about is really that cut.
Literally.
You know? But yeah, you're biting the bullet. Because yeah, the situation is like, these are the people that you have one that like they are looking up to you. You know? And they're expecting you to do shit. Even though sometimes yeah, but they expect that okay, like, no, both probably gonna make a plan. Both are probably gonna do something. So, yeah, but as long as the good and really the bad, I mean, like, the only new effort, like, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. Because at the end of the day, man, there will come a time when all of this, it's just going to be like, yo, hey, we were talking the other day, when Mike said, you were telling me, Mike said, like, you went home, dog, and then you had to, you had that connection. And you know what they said to you. You know what they said to you, and that has kept you alive up to this point. That has kept you strong, up to this point. Now I'm going to like there are certain things that I felt like I'm not proud of, as in my present, that okay, like I'm here, and I'm doing okay. You kind of fucked up, well, they have to believe in the okay, like the boy, and up and a lot. Done there. So now these conversations that I have with myself as, you know, at the end of the day, because first of all, like now, first of all, I mean, you shouldn't even have to suffer because, you know, regardless of anything or whatever is happening or whatever, you shouldn't have to go get to a point where you have to then now finding a career like on the hill, you have to go and borrow money from bank, or you have to go and borrow money for Ghana. Like, those are the things that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, but you do more than enough, bro. That's thing, bro.
But yeah, like, I'm
more
saying,
than
you know,
enough.
With that being said, like, you know, now, with that being said, you know, like,
Nini, bring your head, man.
Like,
I have to, bro.
Yeah, I mean, but if it will, I mean,
because to look at the history, I would say, to look at what you've had to go through, like, what kind of friend would I be at the same time if I didn't point out that this situation, I feel like this situation is toxic for me? Because even if in a way it's making my life easier, doesn't mean it's okay. Because it's toxic for, and that's not okay. So what pops that you have to fucking deal, no sleep, fucking doing weird shit. And then, you know, people just fucking walking in and out of your room, not having privacy and all that crap. And then you have to deal with that shit now for a while. And then now this. So when is it the point that you get a break? Like when do you stop just outright just helping me? Because to me, dog, I think it's just me making myself feel better. Yeah? Where I say, okay, room to you and everything and everything and everything. You see us paying rent. So my nigga is not, I'm not exploiting my nigga. Because I feel like the situation is exploiting you. So I think in that manner, selfishly, I feel like, okay, no, the money that he's giving, instead of just, imali nje, amani kupa, like, I don't like that. No, yeah, this is just rent. So in a way, okay, no, this makes sense. This is just rent, and then my nigga doesn't have to deal with all of that crap, doesn't have to stress, doesn't have to do all of that shit. This is just his life, you know, the end, the way only. Because I can't be a good friend, bro, and at the same time, know how much pressure and how many things you have to deal with. And at the same time, be like, I'm going to be okay with you, in a way, taking care of me and my family for a year. I can't, how am I different from Uchong? Like, if I'm out here exploiting, how am I different from that man? And I fucking hate that man. Like, I can't do that. Like, certain point, yes, we went, we did, all of that shit. So that's why I fit to Niti, like, now. And to me, I think Ivuka, only because, now, that money, I pull it and all in one, when he sale, I know immediately it's a replacement here, but to me, I think it would feel good knowing, you know what, after my nigga pushed so much and all of this shit, this is finally happening where my nigga said, man, I'm going to finish this place, we're going to finish this place, I'm going to stay here, and then I'll be helping. Because the whole thing was for you to help me out. Like, I can't explain the situation and expect other people to get it. But I understand it on that level where the whole thing of you helping me out was you just coming in here and paying rent. Because why I say that was you saw this nigga's hustle. Now I've got that little that I can actually do. But at the same time, I know he's a man that's got an ego. So what we'll do is we'll fix this place up together. And that'll be equivalent of me paying rent. And when I'm done in there, then it's the same thing again. You're like, fuck, like it all makes sense. So, Ulung said, like, you've compromised though. Like, you've compromised, you've swayed, you've made shit comfortable and all of that shit. To this point, because this is a lot. So it's literally, fucking tower would have not been here without you. Probably would have taken longer. Who the fuck knows? With my parents doing the shit that they're doing, probably would have taken I don't know how much longer.
But it didn't cause Mukwan. And at the same time, like, okay, now, you know what? You've done enough, my nigga. Let this thing just be what it was in the beginning. Is you getting your own fucking thing. And especially now, it's just realizing, you didn't submit. You have to go pay, no, and sometimes soon you're making ka. Baby's gonna come sometime soon. And how the fuck are you gonna be dealing with that when you're out here fucking having to deal with Kupele Sugi, Kupele Umimu, Kupele Ndundu, Fumi Maliokwe, Fumi Ndundu? Like, no human should go through that shit. No human should go through that.
No, at least no.
So my friend saw my head. Life for now, my day.
Because I don't want to